So awesome. Guys, we have one more storyteller tonight. This is a fantastic essayist, our great friend Mike Gifford.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Gifford. I am a broken gay. Now, you're probably asking yourselves, what is a broken gay? Well, when I came out of the closet to my mother, her exact words were, and I quote, "But you dress so poorly." These are the shoes of a homosexual who has given up. Now, I've written a short essay for you all. I hope you're on board. The theme for this evening is A Night with the Stars. And no, I am not Steve from the children's series Blue's Clues. I am Michael Gifford, and I'm not a kid person. I'm a homosexual. You see, whereas Orson Welles would regale you with tales of meeting Churchill, traveling around Europe as a boy on his own, and directing prolific all-black casts doing Shakespeare in Harlem, I am exemplified by my excitement over the Sprite Tall Boy soda can. It's amazing! I mean, just speaking of A Night with the Stars, we're at the I.O. Theater the day after Thanksgiving, so clearly there are no stars here. But as a boy, I did once see Frank Gorshin, the original Riddler on the Adam West Batman series. You see, he was spitting on the ground. He was spitting on the ground before he lit a cigarette outside of the Adams Mark Hotel in Columbus, Ohio. Frank Gorshin later died of lung cancer. Not much of a riddle there, I guess. But stardom close up can be really, really real. Sidebar, my dear friend Tom Minnick was a William Blake scholar and on one occasion had tea and biscuits with Sir Geoffrey Keynes and his wife, Lady Margaret Darwin Keynes. Tom thought it was pretty marvelous to be one degree of separation from the great economist John Maynard Keynes, who was Geoffrey's older brother, and Charles Darwin, who was Lady Margaret's grandfather. Tom also told me one night, after we had gone to a gay strip club called the Full Monty, that on one occasion he had sexual relations with a man of great standing. He swore never to reveal the identity until the gentleman had died because Tom was a classy lady. And I'll never forget calling Tom upon the death of President Reagan. It wasn't President Reagan, but Kissinger's still alive, so who knows? End of sidebar. At a comic book convention, I got the great privilege to see the great writer, and for you Star Trek fans, the creator of the classic episode, The City on the Edge of Forever, Harlan Ellison. Ooh. Mr. Ellison was a short, bombastic, and exciting man to hear speak. I was only 12 years old, and my cousin Cooper was 11, and we sat in the front row as Ellison started his lecture, and he looked straight at us and said, "I see some young people in the audience, so I'll make it clear. The only word in the English language that's so filthy, so foul, I will only say one time in this lecture is Nixon. Now let's get the show fucking started." Harlan Ellison unknowingly carved the rest of my life. You see, it's my understanding that Andy Warhol devised the concept of the superstar as a grand inside joke amongst his friends. Isn't it a shame how gross that joke has gone? Yeah. Yesterday, I shared smoked baby back ribs along with all the other Thanksgiving trimmings with some of my dearest friends. And as we all sat around near comatose and dying from overeating and fun, in that moment, we were all stars. Then we all pooped. And isn't that the great equalizer? I mean, just think about it. Bette Davis, Sidney Poitier, and certainly Orson Welles all had nasty, gut-wrenching, tear-the-sink-off-the-wall poops. And they were stars. Well, you don't have to be famous to be a star. You just have to approach life with an open heart and give yourself to those needing love. May we all live long and prosper. Thank you.
A stunning biology lesson from Mike Gifford.